The owners of the New York Mets are in the market for a partner with cash. And that's evidently because the principal owner of the Mets, Fred Wilpon, and his brother-in-law and partner, Saul Katz, are being sued. They're being sued because of their involvement with Bernard Madoff's massive fraud of investors. The trustee appointed to represent the victims of the Wall Street swindler is suing Wilpon and Katz to claw back, as they say, some of the money they allegedly made from Madoff's Ponzi scheme. Well, joining us now is Matthew Futterman, who covers sports business for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And first, do we know how much money the trustee is trying to get from Wilpon and Katz? And if not, why not?
The exact figure we don't know. We can feel very comfortable in saying that he is seeking at least several hundred million dollars.
Because presumably they made that much in profits from their investments with Madoff?
Well, presumably they did make that much in terms of in profits, or they may not see them as profits, but money they put in versus money they withdrew over the years. Irving Picard, the trustee, would see that as profits. But also there are a few other provisions under which he could seek this money. One is money that was withdrawn within 90 days of the fraud being exposed. And the other provision is essentially if Picard feels, and if he can convince a court to feel, that someone like the Wilpons and the Katzes either knew about the fraud or should have known about the fraud, then he can try and claw back a substantial amount of not just the profits they made, but the principal they put in.
How close were the Mets owners with Bernie Madoff?
They were very close. I mean, their families lived on the same part of Long Island. They weren't the closest of friends, but they were the closest of business associates. And certainly, I think Saul Katz, Fred Wilpon's brother-in-law, was actually closer to Bernie Madoff than Fred Wilpon was. But they're incredibly close. And the Mets and the Wilpons, the Katzes, they really used the Madoff accounts as something of a bank account for their businesses, because, you know, your standard bank account would give you 2% interest and Bernie Madoff was giving you 12, 15, 18% interest. Bernie Madoff was the place that could do no wrong. And if you had a business and your money was parked there, that was a great benefit to your business.
Could Mr. Wilpon and Mr. Katz, the Mets owners, would they have a case in saying, claw back our money, we were big losers in the Madoff investments?
Well, they have taken the position that they are victims in this, just like the other hundreds of people who thought they had much more money invested with Madoff than they appear to have had. However, what they're going to have to go up against is, given their close relationship, given the amount of money they're invested, given the sophisticated level at which they were operating their other businesses. I mean, these are large real estate developers in the city of New York. They're going to have to convince, you know, both their counterparts on the other side of the negotiating table and perhaps at some point a judge that they had no idea that this could possibly be going on. And that may be a hard argument to make.
Well, let's say that the Mets owners actually do have to surrender a huge amount of money, a couple of $100 million or more. What does that mean to their operation of the baseball team and their need for a partner?
Well, what it means in most immediately is that they need to sell a minority stake in the team in order to raise the cash to make that payment. They've made it clear that they want to keep this a family operation, so we'll take your money, thank you very much, but you're not ultimately going to get control of this business. Now, at the same time, I think a lot of the people who are interested in buying a piece of this, they see a limited partnership as sort of a way into getting their hands ultimately on control of the team. And that's probably where a lot of the negotiations will either move forward or break down over the next several months.
Matthew Futterman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Matthew Futterman writes about sports business for the Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.